The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson. We bring you these podcasts to highlight some of our local organizations, business entities, small, medium, large businesses from a variety of sectors within the membership of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And busy is downtown Wallingford, to say the least. Beautiful Main Street, historic, so many restaurants, retail, amenities. Same with Center Street, right in the heart and the center of Wallingford. And also right here, the heart and center of Wallingford is Wallingford Center, Inc. And joining us to talk about a little bit of the events that go on, talk about that and discuss in detail what WCI, as it's known, does, is Executive Director Liz Davis. Welcome to the podcast, Liz. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much, Ray.
Yeah, it's a good thing for a community to have something like WCI. The town, the businesses, they support your work.
They do. And without them, we really don't exist. So we appreciate everybody's commitment to the downtown and the town's commitment to the downtown, and look forward to doing a lot more work down here.
There are a lot of events, and we're going to talk about one that, as this airs in late September and early October, the beautiful Celebrate Wallingford that's been going on here in downtown. We'll talk about that and all the events in just a moment. But before talking about the events and get into detail of what people will experience, is to talk about downtown Wallingford. What I've been struck by over the years, a local resident, is the beauty, the historic character, the historic preservation of properties, the architectural variety. But it's a very strollable downtown. And in this area of walkability scores on Zillow and any other real estate app that you download, that's important. So let's talk about the downtown and what it means to actually have a real, true main and center street right in the heart of the community.
So we're one of the unique towns in Connecticut as far as you described it, as far as walkable. It's very nice all seasons in this town to be able to just stroll along, if you will, and just see the sights and all the different businesses going on. We're very active, almost all the time, very active, even in the winter. So in high snows, people go out and love to walk the town as well in the snow. So it's just beautiful. And we have a lot of outsiders that come in and say, this is one of the areas they see and they visit, and they're kind of taken back by the, if you will, the hominess of the town and the friendliness and the beautification of it. So we're very proud of this area, and we strive to make it really likable, walkable, and lovable, if you will.
So one of the screensavers I have, among many I put on my laptops and desktops over the years, what I have here on my chamber laptop is of Simpson Court, downtown Wallingford, circa 1940. It's a beautiful black and white vintage photograph. And the library actually was the town library, not a restaurant at that time.
Right.
And the Masonic Temple building obviously was still here, but you had Simpson's Pharmacy and other notable historic businesses that are downtown. Let's talk about the importance of a Simpson Court, where you can have diagonal parking, you can have outdoor dining, you have the restaurants, you have jewelry shop, your real estate agency and banking. What it means to actually have that accessibility, plus the fact that we have loads of municipal parking behind these properties. It really is a very easy downtown to visit.
Right. Yes, it is. And it makes it nice because you can go off something and eat, you mostly any time of the day at this point. And we have a few new shops that are opening up for breakfast. We love that. And also just you can do that. Then you can go shopping for any a jewelry or anything of that sort. Go get your hair done, go get your nails done. There's tons of things to do. Or just walk the streets because the architecture down here is beautiful. It's just maintained and the preservation of it is it's just beautiful. It's my favorite place, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. There are successful downtowns across the state of Connecticut. You think of the reemergence of South Norwalk, SoNo, as it's known, because of a lot of New Yorkers who have come out from Soho to
Yes.
enjoy Fairfield County. Downtown Middletown is another revived, beautiful downtown. West Hartford is a downtown that works, Blueback Square, and also the other areas along Farmington Avenue and Main Street. Wallingford is sort of in that category. It's one of the downtowns that is sort of a destination for people. You probably get visitors not just from Wallingford, you get them from all around the region.
All around the yes, all around the, actually the country. I had a couple people last week stop in from Arizona. They grew up here, but they now live out there, and they wanted to bring some Wallingford swag back with them. So they stopped in, and I gave them a few other places to visit to pick up Wallingford swag as well. And it's very interesting because you get a lot of different stories that way about when they were here, this has happened, and how things have progressed here in town, and all the different the vibrancy is really what they tell me of it. So it's fun. It's fun to listen to those stories because I've been here for 33 years, and even those 33 years, I've seen a huge difference down here. From very blue collar to now some businesses, a lot of businesses that I miss. We don't have a shoe shop. We don't have a men's clothing store. We have Zaccarello's, obviously, but the clothing store with the suits and stuff that my husband bought when we were first moving here. So now it's morphed into a lot of different things, which is nice. It brings in the different things like the shops.
Glad you mentioned Zaccarello's too. My dad got his suits at Rubens and for many years ago. And I used to get my Buster Browns at Sprafky's. So there's a lot of downtown heritage, I think, for a lot of us who have shopped here and have engaged in downtown commerce for so many years. I think also, aside from that, we're going to talk in a second here about the beautiful Celebrate Wallingford event that's coming up in a couple of days. Just a week and a half from now. But I think we really do want to talk about the variety. You do have a woodworking event there. You have Hubcap and WCI's offices where you're located. You have a lamp shop. You do have, groceries. You have breakfast nooks, little places where you can sort of get into a little cranny and have a, bacon and eggs and meet somebody, at 7 in the morning. The variety is, I think, the usage. And what's emerging now is also this strollability, if I can, is that people walk. They go over to Le Jardin, or a Chic for jewelry. They'll go to the library for dinner. Obviously, there's Half Moon, there's Archie Morris, there's Gaetano's, Michael's Trattoria. We can go on and on and on and on. But there is also new interest. You get interest a lot from outside vendors who want to find space in downtown Wallingford, put their business.
I'm always getting calls about it, and what we're trying to do is bring variety as much as we can into the area. So we obviously want to invite restaurants. Restaurants are good competition for each other, but also attract a different type of person from other towns, just like you were mentioning Middletown and SoNo, and they have their different varieties. We're starting to see a lot more of that. So that'll definitely bring in people downtown. And then I have some new businesses that, new landlords that are coming in that saying, what do you think you need down here? So it's very important for, the Wallingford Center to connect with those landlords to bring in the variety so that we see the variety of offerings for the town and other people.
Excellent. So where does WCI derive its support?
We derive our support from several different ways. The town provides us support with what we call facade money, which is money that we can go out and help a business owner get a new sign, redo their facade, outside facade area, windows, clean their outside, paint their outside. So we get money from the town for that. We also get money for streetscapes. So all the town decorations that are in the wreaths, the snowflakes, the flags, all that is provided through us, and given money is given to the town to for us to decorate and do that. So, and a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people just think, oh, the town puts up the decorations. Well, we supply the decorations and we put out what we think is going to be fun. So we have a lot of different things that go on with that. We also do all the benches. We do all the trash receptacles. We do all the planters. We do everything would be beautification in this area. So, all that stuff is available to us. And then, of course, you know, we get money from fundraising, like the Celebrate, the Stroll, the different things. And then private donations. So we're supplied and it's starting to really pick up. We're starting to get out there. Not that it wasn't before, but it's different now. Different transitioning areas, different things going on. So we see a growth, which is great, not only with the Center Street area, but with us as well. So the need for us is growing, and people are relying on us for help, which is what we do.
Excellent. And also don't forget the swag, because you get Wallingford memorabilia there that you can take with you, hats and sweatshirts and things like that.
That's exactly correct. Thank you for that.
You can wear Wallingford. I think that's what we'll call it. Wear Wallingford.
That's right. Right.
Wally wear. That's the new brand. We'll call it Wally wear.
There we go.
So we just have about 5-6 minutes left here, Liz Davis. So what you should probably talk about is the calendar, the busy events you have. Let's start right away with October 7th and 8th for this year. Mm-hmm. And that's downtown Wallingford. Lots of food, vendors, crafters. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce will be there. We'll be sharing space with Hubcap this year. Downtown Wallingford to come out for a free event, except for the food, got to pay for the food, be downtown, celebrate the businesses, and tell us a little bit about what's going on that day.
So it's a 2-day festival every year, the first weekend in October. So we end up having, we've sold out, we're about 130, 135 vendors this year, which is great. A lot of crafters, a lot of food, which we love. So it brings and attracts people to come in for the food. We have a lot of businesses that are coming and providing information on what they do, as well as civic organizations. And a lot of them will either sell something or raffle something off. So there's something for everybody that day. It's just a fun day. We have a loaded schedule for entertainment. We have some fun things to do, like a pie eating contest, which is going to be done on Saturday, I believe. And then Sunday we'll have a donut eating contest between the firemen and the police department. So that's going to be a fun thing to do too. And then we have kids area, which has all bunch of new things down there. It's going to be held at Holy Trinity School. So there'll be for every age in that area and free. It's all free. So lots of things to do. And then we'll have a beer garden as well. So for those people who want to go get us, you know, a slice of pizza from Amore's and then go into the beer garden, they can do that. So it's going to be a very active year this year.
And that's great news for 2 days on the 7th and 8th of October. But don't go away, folks. Throughout the year, Wallingford Center Inc. puts on other events. Holiday Stroll, beautiful thing in early December to see the tree down by the gazebo and the historic railroad station. You look down that beautiful stretch of Center Street. That's a great event too.
It's a fun event, and that really kicks off the holiday season for me. It does, because everybody comes out, they have the big spirit of, oh, this kind of, we have roasted chestnuts, we have ice carvers, we have Johnny Roz and his sound all over the place. Last year we had crispy melty, which I plan to have this year too. We have a bunch of different things going on down there, a bonfire, and then the shops all open up and provide specials for the Christmas time for you to go shopping for that purpose. And they really get involved in it. They offer signature drinks, they'll offer, you know, samples of food. So it's a lot of fun. And we do get a lot of people with that as well. So it's a good, and the great word of it, it is a stroll, because that's what you're doing.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's just a wonderful event too. You also encourage our restaurants every May. You get out the good food here too.
Mm-hmm. So May, we do the restaurant hop that has been ongoing for several years now. And that is just like a, you know, the quote of taste of Wallingford. So what we do is we have the restaurants provide a small sample of their signature food. And last year we had about 16 restaurants and everybody was basically full. So even with the little samples, and, you know, again, the restaurants love to do it. We offer a huge gift prize for those people that come in and partake. Last year we had a scavenger hunt with that. That was our first addition to that. So it we try to offer a lot of different things so that we involve all merchants, not just the restaurants. We invite all merchants.
And so, if you can't eat during that, you do have your Wing Fest too.
Yeah, we just did that this year too. That was very, very successful. That was a lot of fun. And we had about 8 merchants or 8 restaurants do that. And it was just a great turnout for that too. And it was fun. And I wanted to bring that back since the time I worked at the Quinnipiac Chamber. We went to the first Wing Fest, over at Zandry's. And I said, we have to bring this back. We have to bring it back. And it never happened. So I was kind of sad on that, but now we did. We brought it back.
Well, it's a busy, busy downtown Wallingford. It's a beautiful strolling downtown. And just as we wrap up the next minute here or so, Liz, I have to say, from my perspective here from the Quinnipiac Chamber, I always talk about this downtown Wallingford to anybody about how it surprises. You're right near a world-class, first-rate private school in Choate with an international reach, a library on Main Street that I think is second to none in the state of Connecticut with its collaboratory and just its resources. This historic downtown, the parking, the amenities, the variety of shopping, the historic homes, the walkability, it's really extraordinary. And we're right near a train station and transportation. So I think the future of downtown Wallingford looks bright. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree. The movement and activity, even down the lower part of where the gazebo is, there's a lot more things. I'm having more people inquire about going down there and having events in that area. So that's very positive, because we want to include that area down there.
Yes, you do.
Important for us. And by the train station, people can just come in and get off and enjoy the activity.
So want more information on this, folks, sign up, learn about, come downtown, get into WCI's space at Hubcap, Wallingford Center, Inc. They can go on the website and contact you directly, Liz.
Yes, WCI at WallingfordCenter.com. They can do that. And you can get all of the information on any of our events coming up throughout the year on that site.
Yep, WallingfordCenterInc.com too, full website, and also emailing and getting information too from Liz Davis, Executive Director, Wallingford Center, Inc. Thanks for being on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Appreciate it much, Ray. Thank you.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quincham.com.